You know, it's not very common to have a dishwasher in Mexico.
Really?
Well, in my hometown. I'm not going to talk about the whole country, but like in my hometown.
Do you have a dishwasher? Do you have
one?
Whoa. Wait, that's crazy. Why?
I don't know. I mean, don't get me wrong. Some people have it, but it's not common. It's like usually everyone does like their own dishes, you know?
It could not survive without her.
I don't even know how to use one.
You just put everything in there and you turn it on and you come back 2 hours later and all your dishes are sparkly.
But no, then you have to put the soap somewhere, right?
And you just throw soap in there. Yeah. I mean, if you have liquid, then it goes into a little thing on the door. If you have,
and then there's rules like not everything goes into the dishwasher, right?
Not everything. Like if you have like stainless steel knives or like all clad pans, like they're not supposed to go in the dishwasher.
Like stainless knives, you can't.
Depends on the knife. If they're like nicer knives, you're not supposed to put it in the dishwasher. I think they lose their sharpness, I think. Don't test me on that, but I think that's why.
Do I need to clean the dishwasher at some point?
Okay, so this is a topic that I would love to hear from our audience. Actually, if you clean your dishwasher, because I did not know you had to clean your dishwasher until we moved in together. And he was like, "Ooh, I really need to clean that this weekend." And I was like, why would you clean the dishwasher? Like, it's just cleaning itself constantly. Like, I'm confused. Like, why would you do that? And he looked at me like I was the biggest idiot. And I was like, what? Like, I don't think my parents ever cleaned the dishwasher. I don't know. But hey, mom, dad, if you're listening to this episode, correct me if I'm wrong. But like, I do not remember growing up and having my parents clean the dishwasher. I feel like that was like, it cleans itself.
Well, I mean, I assumed you needed to clean it because it's not cleaning itself. It's cleaning the dishes. So, well, but I don't know. I don't know anything about dishwashers.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know either. And I'm not going to know because I'm not going to get a dishwasher soon.
I'm going to be canceled for never washing my dishwasher.
Well, Corey does. So you're good.
Yes. You're good. Woof. Phew. I was worried.
Yeah, okay. So, are we ready? Should we start this?
Yeah, let's start.
This is a great way to start the episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gold Get Her podcast, your go-to space for celebrating women and empowering each other to rise and thrive. You already know the drill here. We just love cheering on women, chasing career goals and dreams, breaking barriers, and owning every single win in life, no matter how big or small. Now, as we're finishing the first month of 2025, this episode is going to be all about resolutions and goals and how to keep them alive and kicking. We know it's hard, so we're going to figure it out together in this episode. We're going to be talking about our own 2025 resolutions and some fun goals that we've set for ourselves. So get comfy, get a snack, get a drink, and let's dive into how we can make this year one of growth together. But first, I'm going to pass it off to my wonderful co-host, Grace. Hello, pal. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good. I'm excited to do this episode. I was really passionate about doing this one. I was like, okay, lots of people talk about resolutions end of December, right before New Year's, like the week after New Year's. But what about a month in? Because I tend to lose my resolutions a month in, if I'm being completely honest. I've never been good at keeping them going. So I'm excited for this. And I would love to hear like our listeners' point of views on this after this episode as well. Like, is this something that you struggle with? Is January, I feel like, is always the hardest month because like you're kind of stressed to keep your resolutions going. And that stress can lead to like almost resolution burnout by the end of January. So yeah, I'm excited to talk about this.
And also January feels long.
It does.
Do you feel that way?
Yeah, January does feel long. I think it's one of the longest months, honestly. You're just like kind of getting back into the groove after a long holiday and starting a whole new year and trying to keep up with your resolutions and be a new you. So
yeah,
it is a long month and we're just excited to kind of wrap up January with kind of a fun podcast, a fun topic. And I'm excited for this one.
I'm excited too. So why don't we start discussing, pal, how do you feel about resolutions? Is it an actual thing for you? Do you do them yearly? Are you good with sticking to them?
Yeah, no. The answer to that is no. But I'm trying to be better. I've written resolutions in the past and it was like, I want to go to the gym 3 days a week. I want to eat healthier. They're like very broad resolutions mm-hmm. that I think I didn't narrow down enough. Then come January, it was like, okay, yes, but like, how do I even do that? I'm not a member of a gym. Like, I need to figure this, blah, blah, blah. So I think like working on smaller goals is what I personally need to work on, because I've definitely fallen victim to January burnout and resolution burnout, just being stressed out and confused about how I complete my resolution, how I keep that going. But I'm trying to be better at it. It's a work in progress.
Exactly. That's all it matters, that you're working on it. I personally don't feel super attached to resolutions. I mean, I do. I love lists and I love rules and I love everything written down. So I love resolutions, but I don't feel like pressure to achieve them by the end of the year. Like I mentioned, I think during episode 2, I don't have like a strong feeling or a concept of time. I just live in the moment. So it's like, if I didn't achieve them by December 31st, that's fine. I can keep going January 1st, January 15th. February 14th, like I don't care, like I can keep going.
I think that's a very good point. And I think something that a lot of people fall into, mm-hmm. A resolution doesn't have to be for 1 year.
Exactly.
You know, like, because I'm making a resolution for 2025, that doesn't mean it should be completed by December 2025. It could be a very long-term goal that I'm working on for the next 3-5 years.
Yeah. Exactly. Because also when I was younger, like way younger, like almost a kid, of course, like resolutions would be like, oh, I want to be rich and I want to get a car by, I don't know, 22 or something. And it's like, kid, shut up. Like, hold on, sit down for a second. So I think right now and for the past like years, I think I'm just setting healthy and realistic resolutions. And I don't have to have like 10 resolutions, even like one or two, that's fine. Resolutions are hard. Like during the year, we deal with so much stuff, like to have like bigger goals on top of that. I mean, we need to chill and we don't need to pressure ourselves. And we need to remember it's not a race. Like we're not competing with anyone. Like if we didn't finish that book, you have your whole life to finish that book. That's fine. I think that's what I want our listeners and our audience to get to take away from this episode. But yeah, but having said that, we're still going to discuss our resolutions, even though we do not feel strongly about them. Okay. So pal, what are your 2025 resolutions?
Okay. So preparing for this episode, I kind of split into two categories. I think my resolutions, a big resolution of mine is this podcast. So starting there, I think my goals for 2025, and I think our goals for 2025, is really to amplify more voices and create a community. So those are kind of the two that I outlined for this podcast. And again, those are long-term goals, right? So while we are releasing this podcast January 2025, this is going to be a long-term project and something that we really won't see the final outcome for years down the line. So those, I think, are my biggest resolutions when it comes to this project and something that I'm super passionate about. And then kind of intertwined with my personal goals, I would say I want to get better at public speaking, which this podcast is definitely helping me do that. I want to prioritize self-care more, which is something that we talked about on this podcast a lot. And definitely just expanding my personal network. Something that listeners might not know is that I'm currently job searching. So just getting better at networking and creating those connections that can possibly land me wherever I'll be next is definitely something that's top of my list for 2025. And then correlating with that is getting better at interviews, which of course can correlate to the job search and this podcast. Yeah, those are my top resolutions that I came up with.
I love them. I love them. I think I'm going to steal one for you, actually. Like, yeah. I love the public speaking one. And for me, it's, I mean, we do have meetings throughout the week and we speak to other people. And for me, it's important to, which comes to my one of my resolutions that I'm going to mention in a second, to be more confident, because this is not my first language, right? It's not my main language. I speak Spanish, guys. So it's important for me to practice and to be comfortable in front of a camera or a mic or talking to someone else. I mean, of course, I'm very comfortable with you, pal, but the interviews are going to help a lot with that, and doing our research and trying to connect ideas and doing the conversation. So it's going to be great. So I'm going to steal that one from you, if that's okay.
Of course.
Yeah, of course. Thank you. But I have like three major or main resolutions for this year. My first one is I am not an avid reader as I would love to, but I do love films. So this Christmas, my girlfriend gave me a book, which is called One Movie Per Week, about this like Mexican film influencer called Jesus Iglesias, which I'm a huge fan. And he published a book last year. So it's he basically takes you to major films or important films throughout the industry internationally. So you can watch one short or full-length film throughout the week to introduce yourself to the world of film. And so I think it's the great combo for me, because I'm going to be watching one film per week, which I love, and then reading. Yeah. On top of whatever I watch throughout the week, because I do watch TV a lot. So I'm very happy for that. I'm looking forward to finishing that book and finishing that movie list. I think my second resolution is making movement a habit. I'm a lazy person. Okay. I love watching films laying down. Period. So, yeah, but I do want to get healthy. I am young. I get it, but I feel like I'm Peter Pan. Like, I want to stay young forever, and that's not possible. And that is okay. I need to I need to be at peace with that thought. But in order for me to get to those like older years of my life in a good shape, I need to stay healthy. So I don't have a goal in terms of like numbers or like anything. I just want to be healthy. I just need to move myself and exercise, and I'm starting paddle too. So yeah, I just want to make a habit that for me, it's not hard to go to the gym or to do something with my body. I need to create it a habit. So yeah, that's one of my goals. And my third goal is more personal. I want to grow my confidence. I am very proud to say that I have improved a lot last year, thanks to therapy, thanks to you, pal, thanks to my friends, my family, and of course, my girlfriend, who has been a rock during this journey. But I think I started this journey at 28 years old, and I'm still 28, so like a year ago. So I have a long way to go to keep improving my confidence. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to continue therapy, and I'm going to continue to set healthy boundaries, even with the people I love, which I've been doing. And it's been hard, pal. It's been a hard journey, but it's been so rewarding. I don't know, let's say setting a boundary with someone I love and then coming home and not feeling guilty, you know, being like, this is what I needed, and that is okay. And being confident to express myself and voice my opinions, and yeah, just being confident about myself and everything that surrounds me. So I'm looking forward to continue on that path, and I hope you guys do that too. Everyone should be self-confident and love yourself and feel empowered. That's all this podcast is about. And yeah, I think those are my main resolutions. And I'm looking forward also to get to December 2025 at the Gold Get Her podcast and discuss how we did, like what we did with these resolutions, and talk about this and talk about 2026 resolutions. And maybe by then we will have amazing guests in this podcast, and it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, I think growing confidence is something that should be on top of everyone's resolutions, even if you're the most confident person in the room, or you think you are. And I think that's something I like that one a lot. And if you stole one of mine, I might steal that one from your list, because I think we all need to have that self-confidence before we can even think of anything else, before the two of us are amplifying voices or trying to create a community, right? Like, we've worked on our self-confidence, and we're still working on our self-confidence to be able to feel like we have enough to say out into this world, and that we deserve to be listened to for our thoughts and our ideas, because we have that confidence in ourselves and who we are and our past and our future. So I really like that one a lot.
Yeah, I agree. And this, and again, like you mentioned, this podcast is, it's a great exercise for both of us in so many ways. Of course, we created this podcast to connect with women and to empower them and to invite wonderful women to this podcast. But for us, for both of us personally, is a great exercise for public speaking, for growing our confidence, for getting to know each other and get inspired by other powerful and wonderful women too. So I love this. I love that we're giving back, that we're getting something back too. And I love that. I love that relationship with the Goal Get Her podcast.
Definitely. I could not agree more. And kind of going towards how we plan to stick with these resolutions, I think you mentioned it really well before as well, like just breaking it down into small bits. So I think working on your self-confidence can be almost a subcategory or the overarching category, and then you have these subcategories under it. So once you're working on your confidence while you're doing these other things. So I think everything kind of layers on each other. Like yeah. While we're trying to build this community and amplify other people's voices and making movement a habit, all of this goes towards that one goal. So like, while we're working on this podcast, while we're doing interviews, while we're growing our interview skills, that is all attributing to our confidence. So I think that's super important. Also, while you might have 5 goals on your resolution list this year, they might all connect. And I just look at that and see, okay, while I'm working on one doesn't mean I can't be working on the other. And they all should intersect with one another.
Exactly. I love that. And also, keep in mind that whatever works for you might not work for me, and that's okay too. For example, exactly. Like I mentioned in the beginning, I love stuff written down. Like for me, it's easier if I write stuff down and check the list and whatever, but it might not work for you, and that's okay. So for me, that works. And also, like I said, I live in the present. Today is very important for me. So for me, it's not like, am I going to be able tomorrow to go to the gym? No, for me, it's like I went today and the day is only 24 hours and it's going to be okay.
Exactly.
And that's fine.
Celebrate your wins. Yeah. So it's the end of January now. We've done a month of these resolutions, but how are we sticking with them? And I think that's really, you got to stay flexible. Life happens. You don't know what's going to come your way. While you might have set a goal in December of last year, like, does that relate to your life now? Might not. We're only a month in, but something might have changed. You know, reevaluating those goals throughout the year to make sure they adapt and correlate with what your life looks like at that moment is super important. And I think that's also where people can get stuck, because this has changed, but my goal is this, but goals can change. Goals are not written in stone. It's something that you wrote down. You can always cross out and edit and copy paste everything. So if you go to the gym once that day, exactly just what you said, amazing. Celebrate that. There's only 24 hours in a day. You can't do everything. So if your goal is to go to the gym 3 days a week and you only make it one, that's fine. You moved that week. That's exactly. Exciting and that's good. And just keeping up that mentality.
I love that, pal. That was so, I feel like you're talking to me, not to the audience. Like I was like, exactly, right? Because I feel like I have issues adapting to change. Like for me, it's like, because I love lists and I love like rules. For me, it's like, there's just one way to go. And like, no, you can, like everything changes, like you said. And even celebrating like wins, it's hard for me. I don't know why. I once went to like a horse therapy, if that makes sense. Like a therapy with horses. With horses, yeah. You heard that right.
I've never heard of that. Okay.
Yeah, so this, like, I think this therapist came from like Mexico City, and my mom heard of it or read it in the newspaper. I don't know where that woman sees or reads things, but she said like, let's go together as a family. So we went, like my siblings, my mom and I, we went to this therapy. And they ask you, what's your goal here? Why are you here? Right. And even though we're very close to each other and we love each other dearly, we want to work on like our connection more. Like we want to be even more close and more like, yeah. They were like, okay, fine. But then you go individually and you choose a horse. And I'm not going to spoil it just in case you want to do it. But Long story short, my horse told me that I needed to celebrate, yeah, my wins more, that I needed to voice my opinions more, to express myself, to be more confident, but especially that I needed to celebrate my wins, that it's not bragging. It's not, you just need to celebrate it and share with your close ones. And that's okay. Because if you don't say it, then you don't believe it. And it's a fact, but for you, it's like, no, I didn't achieve that. And it's like, no, you did. And you need to say it and believe it and own it. So I love what you said. I'm going to take it very personally. So that's beautiful. Yeah.
All right. I think we need to get the horse therapist on this podcast. I've never heard of that. Anyone out there, if you've heard of that, we would love to hear your horse therapy experiences. And if you are a horse therapist, please slide into our DMs, because that would be a very cool episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think we can keep this episode short. We just wanted to jump into your guys' ears now that we're wrapping up the first month of 2025. We would love to hear about your resolutions. And the kind of the last point that I wanted to hit on was really focusing on your why. And I think that's something that I've lost over the past few years. And I think the podcast is a great example for this. Use the podcast as the top of my list, right? And then falling under there is working on public speaking, creating a network, creating all these things that fall under the podcast. And the why is because I'm passionate about empowering other women. You know, why am I doing this? Are there other people in my life that my goals affect? Are there other people in my life that me not following my goals, does that affect them? As someone dependent on me, that if I'm not working on this one goal this year, or I'm not over the next few years working on it, is that going to affect their life also? I think there's just like a lot of different ways we can take that conversation with focusing on your why, but just reminding yourself on why you set a goal in the first place and kind of connecting with your deeper purpose to keep you inspired is super important. And the last point I wanted to make in this conversation.
Love that.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add to the audience, Nat, or should we keep this episode short and sweet for everybody today?
We can keep it short and sweet. I'm very grateful to have had this conversation with you. I stole one of your resolutions. Now I have four, which I'm grateful for too. So yeah.
Amazing. All right. Well, if you're here to find motivation or learn new strategies or just be a part of a community that uplifts and supports each other as fellow women, then you're definitely in the right place. Please subscribe, like, comment, all the good things. You guys know what to do. If you have a topic you want to hear covered or questions you want us to answer, feel free to leave them in the comments below or join the conversation at the Goal Getter Podcast on Instagram and TikTok. That is at Goal Getter Podcast on Instagram and TikTok. We'll see everyone next week. Bye.
Bye.